This Auburn basketball roster is deep, but who's going to take the biggest step forward? Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Hoop Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zep Jasper. Zep, you look like you've been hooping, dog.
I've been hooping, working out. Let's do it. Go. See my shirt.
I love it, man. Go. Road to the Final Four. Let's go. So we know you're in the zone for tonight, but we're going to talk about continue to talk about this roster leading up to the season, who we think is going to be the most improved player this year, our biggest strengths, biggest weaknesses, and just kind of overall what to expect from this team after Zep seeing been seeing a little bit of practice and just kind of continuing that conversation. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. No matter what you got going on, your 401k, your savings, your this, your that, it doesn't matter. You don't know that it's going to be, that it's performing the best it possibly can be performing until you get in touch with Ford Stokes. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Make sure you got the right products. Make sure you're not paying all the fees. Make sure you're protected from the IRS. He's the guy for you. I know he's fired up about Auburn basketball. He's a big Auburn guy. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes with retirement results presented by Active Wealth. Zep, we've gone through basically the whole roster, and we've talked about all the pros and cons. We've talked about what these guys need to work on. But let's talk about improvement. Who's going to take the biggest leap from last season to this season? I want you to start off. Which guy do you see being the breakthrough guy? Maybe being the I don't want to say Chad Baker Mazar because he was a new player on last season's roster, but what guy that do you see that you think is going to make the biggest improvement from last year to this year that's going to turn some heads?
Me personally, looking at this roster, looking at how guys work, you know, seeing guys put the work in, me personally, I think Chaney Johnson is going to be the guy who makes that big jump. Seeing him improve the last 8-9 games of the season, I seen him get extreme confidence. I seen a guy that put the work in every single night, get shots up, come in every morning. He's just one of those guys I seen like he got confidence as the season went on and on. And I feel like he's one of those guys coming back, have something to prove, show everybody, you know, maybe he came from a D2, but he still can play deep Division I basketball. I feel like he's going to be one of those guys who make the biggest jumps in the SEC.
Zep, have you ever played with a guy that's got more athletic ability than Chaney? I mean, he's one of the most athletic dudes at that size, I think, that I've ever seen, like from jumping, running, the length. I mean, everything that he's got. I mean, he's a freak. He's a freak. And I'm with you, if he puts it together, he continues that stroll that he had from the end of last season, like you said, through this one, he's going to be a beast. Who's somebody that you can think of, like from an athletic standpoint, athletic ability standpoint? It's hard to find somebody that's got all the different attributes that he has at 6'7" or however big he is.
It's kind of hard because he gives you so much on the table. He does a little bit of everything. Like you said, he can run, he can jump, you know, he can fly. yeah. The closest thing I probably can say when I played at Auburn, they're not similar, but I would probably say Devin Cambridge. Cambridge was another one that could fly, could shoot. But Chaney Johnson, he give you a different type of game. He give you inside out. He give you a defense standpoint from guarding the 1 through 4, maybe even 5. I just seen extreme confidence in this guy. I see it now. I feel like once he get a couple games in him, I feel like he's going to take it to another level. He's going to be a different type of player than Jalen Williams. They're different type of players, but he has something different than Jalen Williams, and that's athleticism.
Yes, you said it. You called out Devin Cambridge, and I think that's a good comparison, except for Chaney Johnson's 230 pounds.
230 pounds
of just pure, just shredded, and you know, Devin was a bouncer. Devin could do some special things. But Devin wasn't 230 pounds. I mean, this dude's 6'7", 230, put together. He can grab a quarter off the top of the backboard. Like, he's a freaky freak, man. And I'm with you. I'm looking forward to seeing him progress this year. And I think he could have easily been mine. My guy, we talked about him last show. I just got this feeling, man. Zeb, I got this feeling that Denver Jones is going to be borderline All-American. I don't know what it is. I think it's a little bit of his size. I think it's a little bit of, you know how you can just see it. You can see the way somebody shoots. You just know they're a shooter. Like, you watch the way it comes off their hands. You just know that dude can fill it up. And with him kind of sliding into a little bit of that point guard role, playing a little one and two, I don't know, man. I think Denver has the chance to possibly be, outside of Jani Broom, like one of the best players on the team. I think he could be number two. I really do. I think he's got that kind of ability. What do you think about that?
Extremely. I think Denver Jones can be one of those guys, can also be an All-American. He have all the tools. He have everything you want in a player. He gives you whatever you need from defense, from offense. I just feel like he's going to be one of the best guards in the country. You know, watching him in practice last week, I just feel like he got something to prove. I feel like he's one of those guys that he's quiet on the court, but he's going to make sure you notice him on the court when he's on the court. So I feel like, you know, being an SEC guard, point guard, shooting guard, combo guard, I feel like he's going to show the fans, the players, the world, the haters, that he's coming this year. He's the one. He is him.
I think he believed in himself towards the end of the year enough to where he can be that. I totally agree. I think he's starting to believe that he's the one too. That from what I understand from practice, I think he's gonna be a lot of fun to watch. We've been super positive. Okay, we've been like really pumping these guys up, and look, if you're like me, you think we're going to go 40-0. We're going to win every single game. We're going to go to the Final Four. We're going to win it all. I know realistically, if you're looking at it, there's probably a few things that you could label as weaknesses, and then there's obviously some things that we could talk about that are strengths. Tell me what you see, if there's anything that super like concerns you as far as something that you got to get corrected, or something that is going to be something they're just going to have to battle with all year and have to kind of overcome. What's the biggest weakness that you see with this team so far?
My biggest weakness on this team I've seen so far, I feel like this team got to get more physical. I feel like it ain't many guys on that team that are just physical. So I feel like when we play a team that's extremely physical, I feel like we're going to struggle because we don't have guys who play super physical or extremely aggressive when it comes on offensive rebounding, defensive rebounding. Like, we play a team like Houston. Those guys are going to play physical. They're going to try to outwork us, try to outpunk us. So, you know, when playing Auburn, we can't just play off naturally skilled. We're going to have to use physicality sometimes, and I feel like that's our biggest weakness this year.
When you say physicality, are you talking specifically specifically at guard, or are you talking about across the board? Because I mean, I would think at times, you know, Jani can bang a little bit, and then Chaney can bang, and then Turtle kind of bang, he'll bang too. Are you speaking specifically towards this, the guards in general, or sort of across the board?
I'm speaking across the board. Okay. I feel like, you know, like I say, when we play those teams that are naturally physical, like I say, Houston, you know, with me playing against them 2 years ago, those guys, they preach in practice physicality. When they start off practice, we seen it on film. Those guys, they fighting for rebounds, tussling, actually almost finna fight each other over a rebound. So I feel like this team, that's going to be our biggest test this year. Guys coming in trying to punk us. But I feel like as the season go on and on, I feel like we're going to get better at those type of things.
I like it. That's something that level-headed. I felt that way mostly at guard, you know, because we have a lot of scores. You know what I mean? Typically, it's hard to get that guy that's got that scoring mindset to want to go back and be aggressive and bang on defense too. So, but to think, I mean, I can see your point of view. I see that. I can see that across the board, not just at the guard. Is Miles Kelly, you know, Miles Kelly was your leading scorer at Georgia Tech in the ACC. Is he going to be, you know, is he going to be ready physically to come back and play, you know, in the SEC and play Bruce Pearl defense and have that tenacity, that aggressiveness, like those type guys. I mean, how long does it take you? Like, is that to be able to get the handle on that?
It takes you a while. But he's been in college basketball for a while. But he's never played at Auburn. It's one of those things you got to learn as you get to practice, you get to going in the summer, preseason. I think Miles Keller would be just fine, you know, coming in because he's a hard worker. He's a listener. One thing about him is me seeing him practice. He's not a guy who talk back. He's a guy who listen and actually does what he's supposed to do. Whatever his weakness is, he try to get as strong as he can in doing those things. So, like I say, he's one of those guys that I feel like he's going to be prepared for the pressure.
I love it. All right, enough being negative. Let's throw that junk out. Let's get positive again. That's what I like. I like getting positive. Let's talk biggest strength, okay? What's the one thing about this team that you think is going to be the most elite? Like, what's this one thing about the team? Like, it doesn't matter who we go up against. You know we're going to do this, like, at an elite level. What do you see as the biggest strength of this team?
One thing about it, BP is always going to make every last one of his players, from the walk-ons to the scholarship players, they're going to play hard. They're going to play full-court defense. No matter if you can't play defense or not, you're going to play super hard every time you hit that court. If you have an Auburn jersey across your chest with your last name on it, one thing BP is going to do, he's going to make you play defense tough, and he's going to make you crash the boards and the offensive rebounds to get other opportunities for guys to create shots.
I love it. So, I mean, strength is the coaching. I mean, that's the strength. You got the coaching staff playing aggressive. Let me tell you something I think, Zep, and correct me if I'm wrong. I may be way out there, but I feel like this team could be the most explosive offensive team that Auburn's had in a – I mean, I'm trying to think of a team that it can compare to. I think this may be the most explosive Auburn team that I can remember. Maybe you go all the way back to, you know, that 2019 Final Four team. Like, that team was explosive. Like, they could just turn around and score 15 points on you in just a handful of minutes. I see the potential in this team to have that sort of explosiveness. That's the word I was going for. This team have that sort of explosiveness. Am I way off? Am I just sunshine pumping right now? Or do you see some of that too?
Well, they got a lot of offensive guys. They got a lot of guys who can score the basketball. I just want to know if they can put the pieces together. You know, you got guys, you know, 1 through 3 that can score, especially with Janai out there. Janai going to create shots for others. But we haven't had guys who actually can just put the ball in the hoop and just shoot it, like shoot the cover off the ball. So I just hope that these guys can put it all together. And if they can, this would be one of the most explosiveness teams that Auburn have ever had.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So chemistry is another big thing. Chemistry is big. Chemistry is a lot of times what helps these teams get over some tough losses, get over, some struggles. What do you see early on chemistry wise? I know practices have been chippy. I know people have been, I know there's been some physical practices, and, you know, I'm sure that's kind of part of the early basketball camp or whatever you call it, because you're basically just banging on each other for months up until you actually get the tip off. Chemistry wise, how are you feeling about this team so far?
I feel like this team, they had great chemistry. I feel like it's guys that want to win. Long as it's guys want to win, I feel like everything will all work out. Like I say, these guys, they're older guys. If you look at this team, we have really maybe like two, three younger guys. So I feel like they know what it takes to win. As long as you know what it takes to win, they know what it takes. Chemistry, it takes confidence, it takes everyone. It's not just a one-man team. And I feel like those guys are going to buy in to have that chemistry. They're going to look at us like we are brothers. We're trying to win. We want one goal, and that's to win a championship. Knowing that Auburn haven't been to a Final Four since 2019, we haven't got out the second round. So those guys know that. And most of the guys on the team, they know losing to Yale last year that it takes a team. We need everyone. Losing Chad Baker-Mazzara was key. So those guys know that chemistry is key.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing you just nailed, I think, that's a big deal. The age of this team. You got a lot of older guys. So these guys sort of understand, a lot of guys, this is our last chance. This is our last ride. That's dangerous, I feel like. You see a lot of these teams, especially, you know, some, I'm not saying Auburn's comparable, but like you see a lot of these mid-major teams that come in and they kind of come out of nowhere. They got swag because they're all like 21, 22 years old. They know this is it. I'm just going to go out. I'm physically bigger than you, most of you. I'm physically more mature than you. I think that Auburn's got a good bit of that. I think Auburn's got a little bit of old man swag to them, where they can just say, hey, young man, we're about to show you how to handle it. And I think that could be a big strength.
Oh, without a doubt. It's like you said, you nailed it on the head. Those mid-majors team, they always have guys that are older. They have guys who wish they played on a level like a Auburn, a Power 5 level. And those guys, they have something to prove. So they're like, this is our last ride. But, you know, looking at our team, we have 10 to 11 guys that are older. Yeah. So those guys are going to look at this like, we have to do it. We got to get to past the second round. Because if we don't get past the second round, we're going to be the team of a bust. So I look at it as, you know, being an older team, it actually helps.
Oh yeah, for sure. Having dudes that have been there, having dudes that have been around this game for multiple years, I think it's huge. And the Auburn's got a good mix. You got some young guys that can learn from these older guys and be kind of like the cornerstones of the next several rosters. But overall, I like the strengths. I know there's some weaknesses that we got to. I know there's some weaknesses we got to address. Physicality, that may be something that you just kind of have to learn on the fly, learn over time. But I appreciate your insight because, like I said, you've had eyes on this team and you've been there. You've been in the trenches with some of these guys too. So, Zep, I really appreciate it. Great show, great week. I know you're training right now. Tell everybody where they can find you, love you, support you, and just find you, man.
IG is RIP_QAN12. Twitter is RIP_QAN5.
I love it, man. You can find me on Twitter at @the_Charlie_5. We're going to be here twice a week, typically Wednesdays and Fridays, leading up until basketball season. Then you never know what will happen after that. So I really appreciate it, guys. And we'll catch you next time. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast.